You're listening to SBS News.
Hold! Oh my God, dude! Oh, bro! Oh no! Oh, bro, look what happened, bro.
Supermarket shoppers run from a knife attack. There are injured people on the floor, while security tries to keep others away. Then the sound of gunshots. Police fired on the attacker, killing him. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern addressed the nation.
The attack began at 2:40 p.m. and was undertaken by an individual who was a known threat to New Zealand. The individual was under constant monitoring, and it was the police surveillance team and special tactics group who were part of that monitoring and surveillance that shot and killed him within, I'm told, the space of roughly 60 seconds of the attack starting.
Ms. Ardern says the man was a Sri Lankan national who arrived in the country in 2011 and became a person of national security interest from 2016. The attack took place at a Countdown supermarket at New Lynn, a suburb in West Auckland. Three patients are in a critical condition at Auckland City Hospital. St. John's Ambulance Service member Braden Stark says a further three patients, one in a serious condition and two in moderate conditions, have also been taken to hospital across Auckland.
So we responded to an incident here just after 2:30, to an incident that involved multiple patients being injured within the store. We responded five ambulances and multiple response vehicles here to treat those patients. The scene settled down for now. All patients that are there have been transported.
Just people running and people screaming, and yeah, it was just absolutely horrific. It was really horrific.
He stabbed this woman when she came out. I was going in. I went down to the other end. There was an old gentleman, European man, lying on the ground.
Police Commissioner Andrew Costa says officers were following the man when he picked up a knife inside the store.
So they were as close as they possibly could be without compromising the surveillance operation. This individual is very surveillance conscious, and surveillance teams working with an offender over an extended period of weeks need to maintain sufficient distance for that surveillance to be effective.
When the man started attacking people, he was quickly shot dead. Mr. Costa says police officers intervened as quickly as they could to prevent further injury in what he described as a terrifying situation. Ms. Ardern says the Sri Lankan national was inspired by IS.
What happened today was despicable. It was hateful. It was wrong. It was carried out by an individual, not a faith, not a culture, not an ethnicity, but an individual person who was gripped by ideology that is not supported here by anyone or any community.
Multiple inquiries will be held into the attack. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.